this started. Historically, the hottest and driest periods during the year here in the Mississippi Delta occurred during the latter part of July and on into August, the so-called dog days of summer, if you will. Now, previously, we've been able to generate some fairly consistent yield increases by planting our cottons during the first week in April, as opposed to our more traditional planting window of the first week in May. And as we're doing this, what we're doing is, because of this earlier planting, is we're shifting our peak blooming period away from the latter part of July more toward the first half of July, which accomplishes two things. One, it moves that peak blooming period closer to the longest day of the year, the summer solstice, and also it allows us to set the majority of our bolls prior to the onset of this hot and dry weather that we get in the latter part of July and into August. So developing on these two ideas, we came up with an hypothesis that the benefits that we're getting from our early planting would be even more beneficial under dry land conditions than we've already demonstrated them to be under irrigated conditions, just because of this shifting of the peak blooming period here. So that allowed us to develop this hypothesis, and we tested it, that we used a four-year field study. This was run from 2005 through 2008. We had two planting dates, again, the first week in April versus the first week in May. This was an irrigated dry land comparison, and we had six varieties that we ran in it. Experimental design was a randomized complete block with a modified split plot treatment of arrangements. Our water regimes were our main plots. Subplots were the planting dates, and the subplots were our varieties, and everything was replicated six times. This is an example of some of the data that we collected throughout the course of this study. This is not all of it, and I won't be presenting all of this data today just due to the constraints of time. But jumping right into some of the data, this is some of our leaf area index measurements that we collected during the last week in July, presented by year. You'll notice we have both main effects, our planting dates and our water regimes. Three out of the 4 years, we did not get a planting date response for our leaf area index during the last week in July. The 1 year that we did was 2006. The early planting had about an 18% larger leaf area index than the normal planting. For the dry land irrigated comparison, three out of the 4 years, the irrigated plots had about a 49% greater leaf area index than did plants from the dry land comparison. The only year that we did not pick up that watering differences was 2007. And in 2007, we ended up with approximately 8 inches of rainfall during the month of July. As one might expect, this is an example of some of our canopy solar radiation interception measurements that were also collected during the last week in July. These numbers, as you would expect, they closely mirror what we obtained from our leaf area index values. In this instance, nothing going on in any of the years for our planting date comparisons. But for the irrigated dry land comparison, again, three out of the 4 years, the irrigated plots intercepted approximately 20% more solar radiation than did the dry land plots. And the only year that we did not get that difference was in 2007, when we had 8 inches of rainfall in July. This is some of our nodes above white bloom numbers. This happened to be for the dry land irrigated comparison for the first 2 years of the study. I'm not going to be presenting any of the planting date results, because these are very similar to what I reported in numerous of my other planting date studies. So the same trends are in place. you'll notice for our dry land irrigated comparison that the nose above white bloom count for the dry land is always below that of the irrigated, and that's pretty consistent throughout the both growing seasons. 2008, we get the same response we saw in 2005 and in 2006. In 2007, different response, but again, that's the year when we had the excessive rainfall during July. Jumping right in to some of our lint yield differences. Again, these are the main effect means here that I'm reporting. For the dry land irrigated comparison, first off, I need to point out, you'll notice that there's no difference between either of the main effects for planting date or for the water regime in 2005. Now, I'm sure I don't have to remind the people in New Orleans that 2005 was the Hurricane Katrina year. And we also were impacted by both Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita in 2005. So the data that I have for 2005 for lint yield is not up to the same quality that I normally get and normally present for you guys, but this is what I got for 2005. For the remaining 3 years of the study, irrigated plots yielded approximately 55% more than did our dry land plots, which is what we expect. For our planting date comparison, nothing going on in 2005 or 2007 for a planting date response. 2006, the early planting yielded about 8% more than did the normal planting. 2008, we got a reverse response here. The early planting yielded approximately 15% lower than did the normal planting. Now, 2008 was the first year that I've seen a statistically significant yield decline associated with early planting since I've been doing any of these planting date studies, which have been going on here for 1996. But to kind of further explain some of these numbers here, I need to let you know that behind these main effect means is that there's a strongly statistically significant planting date by irrigation interaction for these years, and I'll be presenting those means in this slide right here. Let me explain a couple of things here if I can get the there's the cursor. We have two lines of LSD values here. The top line is for comparison of planting date means within irrigation regimes, and the bottom line, okay, cursor show up, there we go, is for the comparison of irrigation means within planting date means. Oops. Whenever you see the LSD values listed in red as opposed to white, that means that the comparison is not significantly different at the 5% level. So again, 2005, no significant differences going on here. Looking at our irrigation, our dry land irrigated comparisons within planting date means, whenever for the remaining 3 years, last 3 years of this study, whenever we irrigated, regardless of the planting date, we got a yield increase. For our planting date comparisons within irrigation regimes, in 2006 and in 2007, early planting gave us a yield increase, but only under irrigated conditions, not under dry land conditions. In 2008, early planting gave us that yield decrease, but only under dry land conditions and not irrigated conditions. So what this data is telling me is that it's shooting holes completely through my theory that the early planting would be even more beneficial under dry land conditions. Apparently, to get the yield benefits from early planting, at least for this four-year cycle here in the Mississippi Delta, you needed to irrigate it, and doing it under dry land conditions was not a good idea. So that's the take-home message from this. Shifting gears slightly, we're going to talk about some of our fiber quality numbers here. There we have some the fiber strength numbers here, and this is telometer fiber strength. The early planting comparison is fairly straightforward and consistent across all years, and fiber from the early planting was about 5% weaker than fiber from the normal planting. not too much going on in terms of an irrigation response for fiber strength. 3 out of the 4 years we did not see a response, but in 2008 the irrigated plots had fiber strength that was about 6% stronger than from the dry land numbers. Looking at our 2.5% span lengths, or this is roughly the equivalent of a staple length that you'll get here. Generally not much going on in terms of a planting date response. 3 out of 4 years, no significant difference. But in 2008, fiber from the early planted plots was about 4% shorter than fiber from the normal planted plots. There was a nice little irrigation response here in the latter 3 years of the study. And when we did apply the irrigation, our fiber was about 4% longer than it occurred under the drought stress condition. And this is pretty consistent with what other people have studied in other drought stress studies. In terms of fiber micronarrative, there was also a planting date by watering regime interaction for it. 2005 and 2007, the planting date comparison within irrigation regimes were not significantly different. In 2006, early planting increased fiber micronarrative, but only under irrigated conditions. In 2008, early planting also increased fiber micronarrative under irrigated conditions, but under dryland conditions, we saw the exact opposite, where the early planting was decreasing the fiber micronarrative. As far as the dryland irrigated comparisons, I wasn't able to pick out any consistent trends out of that, and so that's probably due to some counteracting physiological factors that can be coming into play with that that I'm really not going to try to allocate the time to get into for this talk. Looking at our short fiber content as determined from some of our APHIS instrument data, nothing going on in 2005. Talking about our planting date comparisons within watering regimes, 2006, early planting increased the short fiber content, but only under dryland conditions and not irrigated. In 2007, early planting increased short fiber content, but only under irrigated conditions and not dryland. In 2008, early planting increased short fiber content under both irrigated and dryland conditions. For our dryland irrigated comparisons within planting dates, whenever the plots were planted early, irrigation decreased our short fiber content. Whenever the plots were planted normal, irrigation decreased the short fiber content, but only in the year 2007, not in the other years of this study. So the trends that we can pull out of this is that it appears as though early planting has a tendency to increase the short fiber content, but irrigation, as is to be expected, decreases the short fiber content. So to sum up this, irrigation increased lent yield by 55% in 3 of the 4 years of the study. The only year we didn't see that was in 2005. Under irrigated conditions, early planting increased lent yield by 13% in 2 of the 4 years of the study. Under dryland conditions, we saw this with that 1 year, 2008, when early planting decreased our lent yield, and it was substantial, by 35% in 1 of those 4 years, only in 2008. In general, you get about a 5% weaker fiber produced under early planting. Irrigation increases the 2% span length 3 of the 4 years. That's pretty to be expected. And with early planting, when you have the irrigation, you're decreasing the short fiber content. But with normal planting, we only get that irrigation response 1 out of 3 years, and that may be because it just was under a better watering regime. So, at least by my clock, I have about 30 seconds left, which maybe give us time for one question. Yes?
Were you able to harvest any earlier?
In this study, we really couldn't say that we were harvesting earlier because we had both you know, normal planted and early planted in the same field, and we were having to, before we could harvest our early planted stuff here, we had to wait till the normal planted got finished too. So in a normal field, an estimate, I'm thinking we could have probably gotten it out a couple of weeks earlier, but we weren't able, just by the logistics of the layout of the field, we weren't able to get in and get those early plantings when a farmer might be able to go in and get him. It's Cater.
Early planted with the irrigation, do you think you could have gotten by with less irrigation versus the delayed planting?
Some years, maybe. You know, and you know, I really wrap myself around this idea that the early planting would be better just because of the historical weather patterns that we normally have there in the Mississippi Delta. But either I'm fooling myself or I was just unlucky with the four-year period that I did the study with. You know, I still think there might be something there, but I can't prove it to you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.